What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust, just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Don.
You know who he is. We all know who he is.
Oh my God. We do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Yes. Check out our social media. We've got Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts.
See?
Still working on the socks and underwear. I'm never going to get tired of that joke.
Dan's face could be yours on a nice pair of underwear. Just wait.
Please no.
Just wait.
Good grief.
Right in the butt.
Oh, boy. Goodness gracious. Okay, well, as you guys can see, if you are watching, if you're not watching and listening, we have the Kahoot screen up on our screen here right now. Because we are going to do a Kahoot.
Kahoot.
But it only lets me do 15 minutes. So this is going to be, the game's going to be short, and then we'll, I don't know, we'll shoot the bull or talk about it or something afterwards.
Yeah.
So I need to get in this before we get started. So we are doing what's called Disney Animation Trivia Game. It looks like it is, I would say, like, I just read some of the questions. I didn't look at the answers. Or what answers they give you to choose. It looks like it might be semi, like, not, like, middle, medium, medium difficulty is what it looks like.
Okay.
So we shall see how this goes, because we love us some stuff. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, it's starting. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. I was saying one on my phone.
Okay. So the first question is, what was the first full-length Disney animated feature film?
I don't know. Oh, it's got the, I think it was either Dumbo or Snow White.
Dumbo
or Snow White.
Correct. It was Snow White.
Nice.
I love the out loud discussion, the thought process.
Oh my gosh, okay, next.
Question.
All right, what year did The Lion King come out? Oh, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I got it. No, I did not. I got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
I did 96.
94. Okay, I was like 94. Yeah, I thought it was 94. Yep. So
I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What is the villain's name in Aladdin? Well, that's...
Ooh.
Darth Vader.
Stop it. It took me too long to find the name because I was... Oh, jeez Louise. It's Jafar.
Okay. Interesting. Jafar.
For those of you listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Which film was the last to be produced when Walt Disney was still living? Oh, shnikes. Okay, Dalmatian, Cinderella, Jungle Book, or Bambi?
I'm going to guess.
We should know this.
I'm going to say Jungle
Book. I guessed. It was a guess for me.
We should know. Dang it!
Yes, I said Jungle Book too. I was nice. I think the time frame.
Because Dalmatians came out before Jungle Book. I know that because, yeah.
Yeah, and Jungle Book I thought was maybe his last one. So, yeah.
Okay, there's the points. I want to see our points. Okay, so I'm losing really bad right now at 1904.
You can make a comeback. It's okay. You can make a comeback.
Which Disney animation era covered the 1950s and 60s? That would be the...
I think I got this wrong.
Dang it, I got it wrong!
That was a guess.
Silver era. I said gold.
Golden is... I can't remember. It definitely wasn't Renaissance. Not this one.
Was that the 90s? That was the...
Renaissance? No, Renaissance was the 90s.
No,
the golden, I think,
golden
might have
was
been.
The 40s. Yeah, yeah.
The 40s. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Next. This is difficult. Okay. Ooh. Villain's name in the Little Mermaid.
No, this one.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Stop.
Star Wars anymore.
I know. I'm just throwing everybody off.
It was Ursula. For those who don't know.
Ursula. Yes.
All right. What is the villain's name in Sleeping Beauty? Oh my gosh. All right.
Star.
Where's she at? Okay.
Maleficent. Good job, people. Is this helping me at all? Hello? No, I'm still so behind.
You gotta go faster, maybe.
I'm going fast.
Fast.
Okay, what is Disney's film? What Disney film was the first film to use the exography?
Xeography? What is xeography?
I don't know, but we got to guess.
I'm just going to pick one.
Same.
I did not get this. What is geography?
I have no idea. We'll have to look it up afterwards. Remember that. Remember that question.
Let me type it into... Hold on. 2 seconds. What is geography? Here we go. I'll have Gemini tell us when we're done. Okay,
beautiful. Next. Oh, it was 101 Dalmatians, people.
Oh, yeah. That was the answer for whatever the mystery thing is. Yes.
What is the first film of the Disney Renaissance? God.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. The Little Mermaid.
Good job. Okay.
Favorite princess. Heck yeah.
I'm catching up. You guys got that one wrong and that helped. I need at least
beat
Dan.
That one wrong? I got the...
The one for geography or whatever.
Okay. The geography one. Yeah. Helped me. Okay. True or false? Cruella De Vil was originally supposed to make a comeback in The Rescuers.
Was she?
I feel like there was a connection there. I'm going to say yes.
It was true. I said false.
I remember talking about this at some point.
I don't remember. Yeah, it seemed like we talked about it. Come in the Rescuers, but okay. What was the first WDA's? Wait, what was the first WDA's film to be entirely? Walt Disney Animation. Animation. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Computer animated, entirely computer animated.
Okay.
Oh, it's not even on here. I thought it was Toy Story, but all right.
It's either Toy Story, Moana, Dinosaur, Tangled, or Frozen. It was Dinosaur, which makes sense because I hated it.
Yeah, so Toy Story is Pixar, not Pixar, Disney animated.
Yeah.
It's not that it was Disney Pixar, right? Or was it just Pixar?
No, it was just Pixar. Pixar.
Oh, now it's Disney Pixar. Now it's the same. Yeah.
Okay. What Disney villain says it's not right for a woman to read? Soon she starts getting ideas and thinking.
I doubt Ashley knows this one.
No, I have no idea. It's Gaston. Oh, Gaston, you
very whatchamacallit.
Dear Lord, Sammy. Okay. Did you look at this before?
Yeah, but I totally read every question. Yes,
The Princess and the Frog is the final 2D animated Disney movie to be based entirely on new content.
I think that's true.
It's true.
I just after that weird.
We went to Tangled, which went to the CG. Computerized round faces.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. All right. What was the first Disney film to be released after Walt's death?
Oh God. Okay.
We should know this.
Should we?
We should.
I'm not going to get this. I don't feel really confident in this. Did.
Right.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah, that was my second
choice. Dang it,
choice.
I almost picked it.
The possible answers were Robin Hood, the Great Mouse Detective, the Rescuers, and then the correct answer that Ashley got, the Aristocats.
Ashley's awfully, Ashley's awfully boisterous for someone who got so many wrong so far, but okay.
I know, but I was very proud of myself for knowing that that was the movie.
Yeah.
We should have done this, like, after we did all the animation ones, like, back in the day, like, in 2020. For real. What Bronze Era Walt Disney Productions Era Dark Era film is the most popular well-known?
That's a lot in this question.
Bronze like 70, Era. Right?
Okay, Great Mouse, The Rescuers, Oliver and Company, or The Fox and the Hound. They're all well-known.
Which one is the most well-known? I don't know.
The Fox and the Hound, honestly.
I don't want to pick that because it upsets me.
It was The Great Mouse Detective.
Really? That surprised me. I don't know many people who know that one.
I don't know.
Well, and a lot of people I listen to that I hear online don't like that movie, and I'm like, blasphemous.
I don't understand.
Like, what the heck?
Like, that's one of the few that I can watch today and still enjoy it as much as I can.
Yeah,
I love
that movie. It is the best. All right, next. That was a stupid question. And very, like, opinionated. What was the first Disney animated film to receive a PG rating from the MPAA? We talked about this.
Did we?
Sammy and I did back in the day, like before you started.
Yes.
Okay, we got Dinosaur Meet the Robinsons, Black Cauldron, or Lilo and Stitch.
Black Cauldron, maybe.
Damn. Yep, it was Black Cauldron. Good job.
I didn't get it. Nope.
Who got that one?
That was me.
Dan.
That was Dan. Okay.
I've never seen it.
I put Lilo.
I've never seen it, but I heard people talk about how like
you've never seen the Black Cauldron. It is weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. I watched it once, never again. How many sequels are part of the Disney Animation canon? U.S. only straight home media sequels need not apply. So we're talking
movie sequel. What the F?
Like
man.
What they,
so we're talking like Return of Jafar and Frozen 2 and Frozen.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking theaters.
Theater
There's
movies.
Not much.
Jeez, I have no idea. I know. Little Mermaid.
I'm just going to pick a number, I swear.
Yeah, same. Say 5. It's probably going to be wrong.
I put 4.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with 5 too.
It was 6. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Which ones?
No. We don't have time. We'll get back to that.
Ugh.
We're only in 18 of 42, and we have 5 minutes left. What film in the Disney Animation canon has the longest runtime?
What?
Pinocchio, Fantasia, Aladdin, or The Lion King?
I'm just going to go with, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. Oh, I was right. Fantasia.
I just assumed it was Fantasia.
Yeah.
This app is being very passive aggressive. Oh, that was a bit too swift, wasn't it? Bitch, it already.
True or false, Bambi has the shortest runtime in the Disney animation canon.
I don't know. It feels long.
It feels long, but is it? It was false. I said true. I'm not
I
good
said
at
false
this.
Because I was like, there's no way.
I am not good at this game.
It's not long.
What is the last film of the Disney Renaissance?
Last film.
Oh, crap.
Oh, gosh. Which one was last?
I don't even remember. I feel not confident in this at all.
I mostly do.
Oh, you know what? It probably was.
Oh, it was Tarzan.
I would never gotten it.
I was going back and forth between Tarzan and Hercules.
Yeah. Hercules was like right before Tarzan.
Yeah. What era is Lady and the Tramp part of?
What are you doing down there?
Shoot.
I have no idea.
No, I think I picked that wrong. Dang.
It was silver. I picked golden.
I picked bronze.
Dang.
All right. This one is getting at me. What was Scar's former name
in
The Lion King before becoming... I have no freaking clue. I'm just going to go what sounds right. Oh, okay.
Cool. I thought it was Taka. Okay. Yeah.
It looked African. I'm going to be honest. Oh, shoot. Princess Jasmine and Mulan share the same singing voice.
I'm just going to take a guess. That sounds right. Yeah.
I was wrong. They did. It was true. Okay.
Dang it. Did not know that. I second guessed myself.
True or false? We already did this one.
It's true.
It's literally repeating itself.
I thought.
But then it says false.
Wait.
This person messed up.
Which is it?
I don't know. Which one of these Disney villains does not sing their own song? Scar, Frollo, Ratcliffe, or Hades? That's easy. It's Hades.
I wish he had a song. I know.
Not sing. That's deceptive. Because Hades didn't have a song.
He doesn't sing. Virtually all Genie's lines in Aladdin were improvised.
Probably.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Let's see here. Next one. What era is Lilo and Stitch part of? What the heck? Renaissance, Revival, Post-Renaissance, Bronze. We don't have a Post-Renaissance.
I don't know.
This person's making up eras. We've done the eras, and these are not eras.
I think the Revival is an era. No, post-Renaissance. Okay.
Post-Renaissance. Yes, it is. Revival is an era, not post-Renaissance. That is not a Disney era. You are wrong, person who made this.
Yeah, y'all made that up.
This is killing me.
What is Ursula's signature villain song in The Little Mermaid?
Party in the USA.
I could see her doing that.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
What decade did Disney's Bronze Era span
from?
Stop
asking stupid questions. With this. Can we skip it?
50s, 60s, 90s, 40s, 70s, and 80s. We're doing Bronze?
70s and 80s.
No, that's the Dark Era.
I thought that... Oh, no.
Oh, it is 70s and 80s.
I thought so. Yeah.
But, okay, that's
they're
wrong.
Technically
because...
both called the Dark Era. The Bronze and Dark Era. They called them the same thing, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. After this, we're going to look up the exact eras because this, I think, is wrong.
And we're going to look up Mulan.
Yes.
And Jasmine.
The voice actor who played Shang Yu in Mulan was the paternal cousin of George Clooney in real life.
What?
Sure. Why not?
Yes.
Why not? Yep. True. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even trust this anymore. What film in the Disney animation canon has the shortest runtime? Well, we know it's not Bambi.
Might be Oliver.
I'm going with Oliver and Company, but I don't know. Nope.
It was Dumbo.
Dumbo.
I almost said Dumbo. I'm like Cinderella or Dumbo. One of them.
Never saw Dumbo.
Shoot. 11 seconds left. Last question. Then I got to see who won. What is Cinderella's stepmother's name? Lady Tremaine. Good job, guys. I think Sammy won.
Lady Tremaine.
Oh, no. Check the podium. Shh. Check the podium.
Thanks for playing.
I got third with 15,000. I only got 17 out of 32 right. Dan, you got second. And Sammy won with 19,000.
Well done.
Ooh.
Sammy, well done. You had a comeback since the last time we did this.
Because I actually knew things in this one.
Okay. We need to look some things up.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
I need to stop sharing my screen.
Wait, I didn't say geography. Let's try this again. What is geography?
Okay, you look up that. I'm going to look up the voice thing.
No. I didn't say geography. Stop it. I'll
look at the voice thing. No.
I know I spelled it wrong because you messed it up when I did type it right. Dry printing and photocopying technique.
Interesting. Well, now I know that.
Oh, dry printing and photocopying. Okay, because of all the Dalmatians. That's why they did it. It was to make all of the
puppies.
Because
there's like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah.
No, well, there's not 1,000. There's 101. Let's get our facts straight here, Sammy.
It's the same as thousands.
Says the girl who lost at Kahoot, but okay.
Some of those were stupid. Like the eras, which I'll look up here in a second. Yes, the person who, or Jasmine and Fa Mulan were singing voiced by the same person, Leah Salonga. Oh. And now that I see that, I knew that.
I can hear it in my head now.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Okay.
Disney.
When will my reflection show? Yeah.
Animation eras. Okay. This comes from Walt Disney Animation Studios Wiki, all Walt Disney Animation movies. This is what it says. These are interesting. Okay. So there was the golden era between 37 and 42, which includes Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, and Bambi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the package era, 42 to 49. We didn't talk about this era because it's the Saludos Amigos, the Three Caballeros, Make My Music, The Adventures of Mr. Todd. This was World War II. This was
the same war. So yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Package era. Okay.
Silver era was 50 to 67.
Uh-huh.
Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, Dalmatians, and Jungle Book.
Silver.
The bronze or dark era. So yes, Dan, you were correct. 70 to 88. So it's 70 to 88. So did we say 70s and 80s for the bronze era? Okay.
Yes.
So it was correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Aristocats, Robin Hood, Rescuers, Fox and the Hound, Black Cauldron, and Oliver and Company. Renaissance was 89 through 99 with Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Lion King, Pocahontas, Mulan, and Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, so there's two different names for it. We called it the experimental era when you and I did this. Mm-hmm. It's also the post-Renaissance era.
Rude. Okay.
Fantasia 2000, Dinosaur Lilo, Treasure Planet, Brother Bear, and Chicken Little. I like experimental era better because there was
makes
only one
sense.
In there that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Makes more sense.
Two.
Well, that's when
there's
they were
two in there.
They were doing a lot more combinations of like CG and 2D, right?
Yeah, it makes more sense to call it experimental, but whatever.
The revival era is 09 to 19. So Tangled, Wreck-It, Frozen, Big Hero 6, Zootopia, Moana. Princess and the Frog should be in that. I don't know why they don't have that on there as a key film. And now we are in currently the contemporary era of Raya and the Last Dragon, Encanto, Strange World, and Wish.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yep.
It's
yep,
interesting yep. seeing Princess and the Frog because the vibe of it is very Renaissance era, but it's in revival era.
So but it's in
Renaissance
the
era in the revival era.
Yeah, it's in the revival era.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the other thing we were going to look up?
Was there another thing?
There was. Shoot. Hold on. I still have it up. Let me look at the questions. Let's see here. There was something I wanted to look up.
Mm.
P.
PG. First film after death. Nope, can't find it. That's stupid. It won't give me all the questions because I'm not a person. Yeah. Or I'm not whatchamacallit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was my phone if you heard that.
Yeah.
It just... Nope. Okay. I thought there was something we wanted to do. Oh, here's the rest of the questions that we didn't get to. I can see it now. True or false, Maleficent and the Snow White Queen share a voice actress.
Sure. Pretty sure it's true.
Do they?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're just doing this manually.
Yeah, because it won't show me the answers.
Oh, rude.
Unless you give them money.
Nope, two different people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't think they would have overlapped, but I don't know.
Yeah, two different people. I mean, they were close. Like, they were close in years. It was 51 and 4. No, 51 and 54?
Something like that.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Which of the following female characters possess purple eyes? Oh my gosh, I turned off my ring. What is happening? I'm getting annoyed. Silence. Purple Disney female characters who have purple eyes.
Purple eyes. Are we talking
villains or just characters?
Disney female Disney character.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, just female.
Oh, it doesn't give you the choices.
No.
Purple eyes.
Character with purple eyes. Aurora. And apparently also Megara, Violet from The Incredibles.
I almost said Meg.
Theta, okay. Vanessa, and somebody from the Owl House. I don't know who that is. But Princess Aurora is the main one.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. True or false, Jeremy Irons did all of Scar's singing voice in The Lion King. I believe he did not.
Nope.
No. Okay.
He blew it out after he went, "You won't get a sniff without me."
Yeah.
Then he had the bank, like Frollo finished it.
The Rescuers Down Under is the first theatrical Disney animated sequel in the canon.
That could be true.
That actually might be true. I'm pretty sure
that's what I wanted to know. Is, how many sequels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which ones?
Absolutely correct. Okay. All the
weird. I totally forgot about that one.
Disney
too. That's funny.
Animated. Theatrical sequels. I didn't forget Down Under.
Little Mermaid had one. Tangled.
The Rescuers, Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Frozen.
Okay, so Rescuers Down Under, Fantasia 2000, Ralph Breaks the Internet, went to theaters. Frozen 2, Moana 2, and Zootopia 2.
Okay.
Those are the only ones that went to theaters. I thought Return to Jafar went to theaters, but apparently not.
Is it not?
I guess the third one didn't go either.
No, the third one definitely did not.
Wow.
I
could have sworn I saw it in theaters.
I know. Nope, never played in theaters. It says direct-to-video.
Disney's first direct-to-video animated sequel to Aladdin. So definitely did not go to theaters. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Interesting. Whoops. We're learning all new things. Learning things, Pixie Dusters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Louis Armstrong plays King Louis's voice in The Jungle Book. I believe that's false. King Louis.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
It was Louis Prima.
Okay.
He's based off of.
Right. That makes sense.
Louis Armstrong.
Off of Louis Armstrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What year was Walt Disney Animation Studios founded? Do you know, Sammy?
Oh, of course I know this. Does what Dan know?
Dan,
40 something, I would assume.
23.
Yes, good job. October of 23.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Which one of these, we have four more, which one of these Disney villains does not end up dying at the end of their film? Oh, well, that doesn't help me. I don't know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, like we need a list to know who doesn't die.
Yeah, we can't do that one. Never mind. Yeah. True or false, Mulan was the only official Disney princess member to kill off the villain intentionally and knowingly.
Oh.
I believe that's true.
That would make sense to be true.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean... That's true. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who else would have. So,
yeah. The only one I can think of that technically killed... No, she didn't even do it. It was the second person. I was thinking Rhea in The Last Dragon, but she gave her piece to technically her enemy to defeat the villain. So that's not... No.
Nope.
Wow.
Interesting. Mulan.
How many official members of the Disney Princess franchise have ended up successfully killing the villain? Okay, let's go through this.
How many princesses killed them? Or just
List of official Disney princesses. Let's just go down this list. Did Snow White kill her villain? No. So no. That's not one. Cinderella did not do anything to Tremaine, so that's not it. Aurora did not kill Maleficent, so nope. Ariel.
Eric killed her.
I mean...
Technically, it was
Eric.
Are
we saying... Yeah, like, are we saying that they actually killed them, or just they died in the movie?
Do they have to be killed by the protagonist?
It said successfully kill... Wait, how many official members of the Disney... Hold on. I don't know. This is the problem with this question. Like, I don't understand where she's...
The wording is very... You gotta be... I don't know what they're actually asking here.
Yeah. Like,
because Ursula was killed, but she was killed by Eric.
Right.
Yeah.
Not by Ariel.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Like, did the princess themselves accidentally or intentionally kill?
Actually,
so we know one, Mulan, because Mulan's on this list.
We already said that, yeah. But no.
Let's see. Ariel didn't do it.
No.
Belle didn't kill Gaston, even though I kind of wish she would have. Jasmine did not kill Jafar. He's not even dead, I don't believe. Did he die? Did we kill him in the second one?
Oh, in the second one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I think he got like disintegrated because it was a genie. He like disintegrated or something.
That's right. Pocahontas didn't kill anybody. Mulan did. Mm-hmm. Tiana did not kill Facilier because the friends from the other side took him. Merida did not kill the bear. Wait.
No.
The big hulking bad bear, what happened to him?
Oh, the bad bear? Oh.
Oh, that's right. Her mom in bear form fights him and he gets crushed. Okay. Never mind. Okay. That's a no. Moana didn't kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She saved the enemy.
Yeah.
And Rhea didn't. So literally one.
It's still Mulan.
It's still one. Because Anna and Elsa are technically branded under a separate Disney Frozen franchise, which is stupid. They're... Anna and Elsa should just be under the Disney princesses like everyone else. They're not that special.
No.
And yes, I said it, Pixie Dusters. Fight me. I will go to war on that one. When You Wish Upon a Star, theme from Pinocchio, has become the anthem of Disney.
I mean, yeah.
Obviously.
I would say so.
Duh. God, I want to be in Disney right now.
Yep.
Pixie Dusters, I want to go to Disney.
I would ride Space Mountain again for all time's sake.
I ride Space Mountain every time I'm there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have not ridden that ride since 2010, so.
Wow.
I haven't been inside a Disney park since 2010.
Was that with me?
No, that was...
No, okay.
I was living with Josh Morway at the time. He went with a bunch of group people back then.
More Way and I had an interesting interaction, Sammy. That's all I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. No, Sammy gave me a face. That's why I'm trying to at the end of the month, though, we can finally book our hotel room. So once that hotel room is booked, then we're getting everything else booked.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm so excited.
So close.
So close and so far. Like, I have to go through the winter to get to it.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Mm-hmm. I got Connecticut to break it up.
Yes. Yeah. See, there you go.
Gosh. 90s con.
A mini trip.
A mini trip. I need them to like actually release the whole like lineup. I saw some of the lineup, but they haven't released it yet.
They won't do that. Why not? Because that's what cons do. They just announce until the last minute. So, yeah.
Because I want to see if there's anybody I actually want to like save up enough money and try to get a photo op with.
Yep. Can't tell you.
I know Nick Carter and AJ McLean are going to be there, which my Backstreet Boy heart is very happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had the biggest crush on Nick Carter growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Who didn't?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of girls.
I didn't.
Yeah, like there's a lot of girls who didn't because he was the cookie cutter.
I had a crush on Lindsay Lohan growing up.
That's a good choice. So.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Pixie Dusters. Well, I hope you learned some new trivia today about Disney.
Hopefully.
We're going to find another one for next month. I just don't know what it is yet. Ooh, okay. Maybe we'll do a Pixar one next month.
Yeah,
we could, because I think we'll be doing some Pixar shorts.
I believe there's Pixar shorts next month.
Yeah, there are a lot of Pixar / CG shorts coming in. So
yeah.
So we'll do some Pixar trivia next month. That I'm going to get really bad at. Not good. So
that could be hit or miss. I don't know.
We'll see
you next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Production for today's episode was handled by the Dream Team, Ashley Danny and Sammy Brooksby. A final special thanks to Dan. His discerning perspective is the secret ingredient that helps us see the bigger picture.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and rant radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
We have 9/11. It kind of reminds me of when Pearl Harbor happened. Or because that was, the president knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen before it happened. And it was just an excuse for us to get into the war. Just well, like.
They knew that these planes were going to be hijacked well before they were hijacked.
Right. And people.
I'm not so sure.
The government that. And but they would get in trouble or they would get arrested if they tried to stop it.
Well, because they needed it.
Right.
And they're, you know, I personally. Could they have put those planes into the buildings? Absolutely. Do I believe the planes are what brought down the buildings? I do not. Do I think that there was something else added to these planes as they went in? Most likely. Or did they have, you know, directed energy strikes? Did they have missiles? Did they have bombs implanted in the planes as they were flown in? I think most of the passengers on these planes were incapacitated. There were reports. I can't remember which plane it was. This lady got a phone call out. And she said there was gas coming out of the vents. She was trying to call her husband, and she was talking about there was gas coming out of the vents and people were falling unconscious. So, wow.
We can I never find heard that. That.
You didn't hear about that one?
No, I did not hear about that. Tell me more about that.
That was covered on Alex Jones's show.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's the king of covering the 9/11 conspiracies and stuff.
It's hard to find these days.
I think a lot of the 9/11
stuff has been scrubbed out.
Absolutely. Just looking up stuff for this episode, you find a lot of debunked conspiracy theories. You can't really find anything that actually shows you a spot for true conspiracy theories. It'll give you a list, but it'll tell you the debunked.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, I agree 100%. Looking up this, trying to figure out like what's A to B, when the president knew stuff, when he didn't know stuff, just how the buildings fell. Well, I was watching a video. Demolition. It was steel can't melt, and don't you remember
steel when can they said, melt, but not but at a not certain, at that temperature.
Not at that temperature. So at a certain temperature, it will melt. But like when the plane hit it and they were like, all this fuel helped it melt. That's not true. It's not hot enough.
But they said that it got hot enough to weaken the steel. Okay, I'll give you that. If it weakened with the winds, it doesn't matter how calm a day it is. The wind that those buildings have hitting it at all times.
Oh, for sure.
If it weakened, it would have collapsed like that.
Right.
And it would have taken out all kinds of people in the building. Right. It wouldn't have come down.
It's going to collapse to the side since people can't see you. So it's going to collapse to the side.
It wouldn't have pancaked like that. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have come like
straight down. It would have collapsed to the side.
Right. So I don't buy it. I never have. And what? Most of the people who have heard these stories or were around during it don't believe it either.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can prove any theory. If you throw enough money at it and find the right people to scream about it, you can prove any side of your story.
Absolutely. And
I believe that they have just found, you know, quack scientists who say that, you know, the planes themselves were the ones that took down the buildings. You
right.
know what I mean? Like the jet fuel and the paper and cardboard, whatever else was inside there, was enough to bring down those buildings.
Right. Are you fighting with your dog?
I am.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Is she trying to play with you?
While I'm on, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what my dogs try to do. So 9/11, what do you think their agenda was? Do you think it was overall the Patriot Act and then going into Baghdad?
I think it was a multi-faceted plan. I think that in order to get everybody on board with being able to do such a...
So you needed something to happen.
In order to do some kind of attack like that and to get people on... Because, I mean, we're talking about a domestic attack.
Right.
A very large domestic attack. We're not just talking about the Twin Towers. We're talking about putting the Pentagon into it. And then the other plane that went over, what was it, Pennsylvania that went down?
Yeah, there were supposed to be like four planes.
Yep.
One went over Pennsylvania. One was going, and then they said a plane hit the Pentagon.
Yep.
But did you hear the reporter say, there's no plane here? There's right. nothing. There's no Somebody plane there. Live and on plus, here saying that.
The hole where the plane supposedly went into the Pentagon was too small.
Right.
Too small. There's no way that a Boeing 747 would have made it that small of an impact.
Right.
Plus, we're talking about DC. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You There's mean no restricted way. Airfields there are in DC?
Do you if know you how come within a certain amount of miles, they'll shoot you down, regardless if you're a commercial airline or not.
Right.
You're getting shot down.
Absolutely.
So you're telling me a commercial plane made it that far without fighter jets being scrambled and being right alongside that thing and taking it down if they had to? No. Give me a
somebody,
break.
Somebody should have known about this. Like you
Everybody
can't
knew about it. We're talking about radar.
Right.
Just radar. Just primitive radar. Why, picked up why that damn plane when it was 300-400 miles away from it. They knew the trajectory it was on. They knew exactly where it was going.
Why do you think they didn't do that? Why did scramble jets and shot it down?
They did. I'm sure they did. That plane didn't hit the Pentagon. They used that as a distraction.
As a distraction for something else.
And had a missile strike that hit the Pentagon. That's the only thing that could have moved fast enough and create that kind of damage and get past our defenses and do the damage it did to the Pentagon. They used a smart bomb, a smart missile that went in there and just, boom, took it out. That was it.
Do you remember right after 9/11, any cameras, like any buildings, like if you're a 7-Eleven and you had a camera facing in there,
it's all confiscated.
Yeah, they went in there and confiscated all the video right after the attack.
Right.
And they did it to every store.
Yes, they did.
Why would they do that? Because they want something covered up.
They're afraid of what people might see or what might get released. And that during that time period, you know, our technology wasn't what it is. There was no way to instantly share it.
Right.
Today, you could there's no way you could get away with
Facebook.
That. Right.
What was the poppin' social media platform back then? I don't even think we had one yet.
MySpace?
I think it was MySpace. Yeah. But I don't even think people were sharing this on MySpace.
No, there really wasn't much. Nobody was doing that kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
I mean, your cell phones, we still had, you know, one button scroll through your letters on top of the number to try and send a text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, yeah, that was a different time.
It's been confirmed that MySpace was the key social media back in those days. So thank you for the confirmation, Samantha. So I got a text. She was like, oh, it's MySpace.
Yep.
So can you imagine being in the building at this time? And like the people that were there.
Oh, yeah.
They were just like hopping out of the windows. What do you think their last thought was? Like, I'm going
to
die
one way or another. I'm going to die. So I'm going to go at my hands. Either I'm going to burn alive or I'm going to.
I'm assuming that's why people jumped.
Yep.
Because the fire was so. So it went into like the first plane got hit like the 52nd floor or the 60th floor. And the other plane hit like.
Well, see, the 25th
floor.
There wasn't really fire. You can watch any videos of that at all. You see some smoke,
right?
Because there is a little bit, but it's not like it was a roaring, you know, fire that was stopping people from getting out. Those planes hit stairwells. They hit elevators and stairwells. They block off those damn they blocked off the exit, so all those people were trapped.
Right. So before the actual attacks happened, I hear they were working on the elevators with armed guards around them, like days before it happened. And people are like, that's weird. Why do these technicians need all these armed guards around them? Why are they working?
So they could disable all the methods of escape for all these people.
Right.
You know, you can take down a building, but if you know, it's a tragedy if the building goes down, but it is a true disaster if the loss of human life is enormous.
Right. You know, and that's why they want as much loss of life that day. Almost 3,000 people were killed.
Human life means nothing to these people.
Absolutely not. Nothing. We're both expendable. Highly expendable.
It's not just us both. It's everybody on this planet. There are the haves and then there are the have-nots. They believe that they are entitled to everything, and we are the serfs. You know, we are the ones that if you know that expression, in order to make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs. We're their eggs, and they don't care how many eggs they break. I mean, they just don't. That's where human resources comes from. You know,
right.
We're just a resource.
Right. You know?
We're the dumb breeders. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Right. No,
that's the way they look at us.
People in the building on 9/11, the people that got out, they kept saying they heard pops, pop, 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 pop.
Uh-huh.
Before like big explosions happen.
Yeah. It's the explosions. It was the explosives going off, getting ready to detonate the building so it could drop, taking out the support beams.
It happens to
any demolition.
If you look at like when they tore down the Wynn or the Stardust from the casino out in Vegas, it went down the same way the towers went down.
Yeah,
same identical thing. And then they say, no, a plane did this.
Nope. There's no way. And I mean, anybody who's a rational thinker, I mean, you don't even have to be the smartest person on the planet. If you just look at it logically.
Right.
There's no way. No way that makes sense to you. It doesn't matter how many times this is the definition of gaslighting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And people that actually believe that this happened, I mean, I believe the tragedy happened. I believe the disaster happened.
Right.
That is not, but it's the method that they used to create this disaster.
Right.
And they did it to us. And our own government was complicit in doing this.
Well, it's not the first time the government has been complicit to do things like.
No, not at all.
In Cuba, they were trying to get us into war in Cuba. They were thinking about hijacking some bus and like. Killing a bunch of people and saying the Cubans did it. And that would have got us to go out to war with Fidel Castro.
Yep.
But for some reason, that didn't happen. Pearl Harbor was an inside job. They knew exactly when the bombs were going to be. I mean, that's confirmed to this day. What else? I mean, the list can go on and on. It kind of reminds me of what we did to the Indians. We were friends with them. And then we gave them all these blankets full of smallpox and everything. And we just wanted their land.
Right.
And so it's kind of something like that.
100% it is.
So what do you think the outcome has been from all this?
The Gulf of Tonkin. That was another one that got us into Vietnam.
Explain that one for the viewers.
For the viewers, Gulf of Tonkin?
Yeah.
It was let's see. Get it right. It's where the United States forces were carrying out covert amphibious operations on the North Vietnamese, and they were blaming it on others to get us into it.
Okay.
To get our involvement in Vietnam, because we were trying to stay out of it.
Right, we were trying to stay neutral.
Yep.
So
it was kind of the same with World War II, you know? We were staying out of that one.
I know, and I agree.
Pearl Harbor hit, and we were in the war.
Yeah. And that they knew exactly if that happened, there would be an outcry of support. And then Americans, have you ever noticed if something happens to this country, we come together, Americans come together and want to fight.
Yeah.
That's one thing that they weren't counting on, especially with 9/11. The unity of being an American was so strong, especially after it went down. Oh, I'm a proud American, and everybody hanging up their flags. They counted on that.
They knew that. They knew that was going to happen. They knew that that was the perfect. They use predictive programming. They know exactly what it takes to push people to get the desired reaction that they want. They knew exactly what to do to get us right where they wanted us. We hook, line, and sinker agreed to the Patriot Act.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? We begged for it.
We had that security now, but yes, we gave up all kinds of liberties for it.
They can legally spy on us without warrants. Yeah, they can enter our property without warrants. If they think you're a terrorist, they can hold you indefinitely without going to court because of the Patriot Act.
Well, you got to really read these things because they can't just do this stuff, but it's real easy to classify you as something. It's real easy. I mean, you'd be surprised how loosely they use domestic terror. You know what I mean? They can put that title on anybody basically.
Well,
because it doesn't take very much to be called a domestic terrorist because all you are is
ties into the 9/11 as well.
Ish. Yes. He found out the truth about what was going on with the country, and then he decided he was going to do some rectification for it.
And that's how, right.
But, I mean, that's one version of it. The other version is he was an MK Ultra.
True.
You know, he was, what's the word I'm looking for? He was a
Manchurian candidate?
Well, under MK Ultra,
you can.
He go was one of the. They just used that kind of mind control programming, round him up, sent him in there, and let him do his thing. I mean, he was the perfect patsy for it.
Right. We definitely should do an episode on the Oklahoma City bombing because that indirectly ties into all of this. We'll see what you think.
Right.
There's so many, like, all these conspiracies are so convoluted. They're all interconnected.
Well, the problem with 9/11 was that so many people died
for greed.
It was greed. I mean,
it was over greed.
It was greed for some. It was over power control and, you know, the ability to spy on us all by some. It was over a family's, you know, butthurt philosophies, you know, that they wanted to get in there and get their name back, you know. Mm-hmm. But also there were items in Iraq that other power structures wanted control of.
Right.
You know, Iraq is supposedly... you know, had a working Stargate, and whoever has control of those Stargates has control of a lot of things. That's interdimensional travel right there.
Right.
Not to mention all the antiquities that proved where civilization began and where we came from. And the truth behind the Anunnaki. And
yeah, that's exactly right. You're talking about the Anunnaki.
And those who control that kind of stuff control the true power. I mean, greed and family vendettas and things like that, that's minor stuff. But it's when you get into the real things, the beginning of our species, you know?
Right.
Controlling the actual
world.
Controlling the implements that help these interdimensional beings go back and forth, you know?
Right.
That's a pretty profound power to have control of, and to have a working one. And I've heard that it's not the only working one, and there's a few of them in the world.
Where would be another one?
That was an easy one for us to get to, because it was already in a conflict area, so that was easy for us to get to.
Was that in the green zone?
Do what?
Was that in the green zone? I feel like it was. I feel like they made a movie that it was like looking for weapons of mass destruction, and they cleared it. But the reason why they went in there was because of the Stargate.
Oh, well, they've made movies about all kinds of stuff like that. But the only weapons of mass destruction were what was found in these libraries and in these museums. And the true information, you know, because the things that were there could have destroyed religion
and brought it down to his knees.
Religion is the main way to control the population.
Right.
I mean, they've been doing it for a millennia. So if you could topple religions by uncovering what was actually documented in there, you know, physically there, just needing to be shown to people, they're never going to let that out.
You know absolutely what I mean?
There's no way. The churches make too much money and have too much control over people. And can you imagine what would happen to people if they were to find out that, you know, their belief system isn't exactly what they think it is? And I'm not here to argue theology with anybody like that. I mean, believe what you want to. That's a great thing about this world. You can believe anything you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there are those who believe in that. What is it? The flying spaghetti monster thing. So
you lost me on that. This flying spaghetti monster. What's that?
What are they? Pastafarians?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see.
We don't know.
Yeah, Pastafarianism, also known as the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I'm saying
you can believe in whatever you want.
Right,
to,
right.
But if there is proof of the origin, you know, the origination of our species in the Middle East, you know,
they're never going to let that out.
That's not going to be something that is ever going to see the light of day.
Absolutely not.
Not just that's like when they went to Egypt. Every time there's a major archaeological find in Egypt, the governments go in there first.
Right.
And they see what's there before it's allowed to be released to any museum or anywhere like that.
The
Smithsonian is controlled by the government.
And it's very
Have so much stuff that'll never be seen by anybody.
Just like the Vatican does too.
The Vatican's archives are books.
I hear they have a working time machine that they can look into the past. They have goggles that you look in and you can see the past and what happened. And it's at the Vatican. They have things sealed off that they'll never bring up. You know?
I do know what you're talking about.
That came out couple years ago. A whistleblower came out and was like, yeah, there's a working time machine there. I can't remember what it's actually called.
Chronovisor.
Yes.
The chronovisor.
That you could look in the past.
Well, I'm not saying they do and I'm not saying they don't, but if they go through such trouble to debunk and make sure that we don't ever get the chance to see any of these things, you know, it makes me think that maybe there's some truth to it.
So you don't ever think there'll be a time where all this stuff, it just comes out and says, yep, aliens are real. Everything that we've came out and said is a lie. There's people on Mars. Well, we have bases on Mars. All this.
They're working on. I mean, there are some things that are coming out that they have to. It's just getting too hard to control. The way the genie is almost out of the bottle and they can't put it back in. They're starting to have to. Extraterrestrials. They're slowly starting to admit.
They're there. They're real.
They've told us for 100 years that, you know, there's no such thing as aliens. You know, don't believe this. Don't believe that. If they go back and completely say, you know what, hey, we lied to you. This is what we found. This is what's here. They lose all credibility. People will be in an uproar. Right. There's too many people that are too invested in it. You still have a large majority of the public that will believe hook, line, and sinker whatever the government tells them. And even the ones that do question a little bit are still in the back of their mind like, well, no, there's no way they would actually lie to us, you know, because they're our government. They're for us, you know, and we get new people in there. So how could they pop? Because everybody has a way to be controlled. Right. It doesn't matter who you are. If you make it into politics, they've got a way to control you. Right. They're going to find a way to control you. They're going to find some way to gather incriminating evidence or get you in a compromising scenario.
Something. Everybody can be blackmailed.
And you are going to be under their control. And for most people, it's money. There's no way that these people go into public office, you know, barely rubbing two nickels together and coming out multimillionaires. Right. You know what I mean? Because
they're being paid to keep their mouth shut.
Well, not necessarily mouth shut. It's to push whatever line they want. Or it doesn't matter if it's pushing that, you know, 9/11 was, you know, a terroristic operation, and it was buildings were brought down by planes, and Building 7 was brought down by, you know, a piece of paper was on fire and caught the right draft and blew through the window and came down. You know, it started. Who knows?
They can always find
somebody to do that.
What did they say about Building 7 and why it came down?
They obfuscated that one. They never really gave anything.
But people just filled in the blanks and they were like, well, obviously something happened.
Yeah.
Nobody pushed that topic.
It was pushed, but it wasn't pushed on. If it was pushed on like the news or something like that, it was always shifted to another topic real quick. Right. You were always cut off. You were always spoken over, you know. Nothing was ever, the only time it was ever talked about or pushed was through, you know, a conspiracy related show or somebody who was trying to bring upon a different topic or different narrative. Viewpoint. Yeah.
Right.
So,
but they would always make that person look crazy because they're just like, this can't be real. This is what the government said has happened. But if you look at the cold hard facts, it just doesn't add up.
Well, and that was the thing with Alex Jones. I mean, Alex Jones has a lot of very, very good information on these topics. He put in a lot of legwork on it. Problem is, he's a very eccentric person, and he got wrapped up. You know what I mean? He gave him an inch to run on with him being crazy, and it discounted everything all the true things he brought up before. But this guy.
Subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com to finish listening to the episode ad-free.